Okay, und sehr geehrte Avi Mori, Jakob Nixdorf Pinchas, sehr geehrte Daniel Scheiner, as Joshua Falk. So, Freilich and Chanukah to everybody. Okay, so we have a lot of interesting things today. First, we're going to have the shiur. Do you have the packet in Yoni Chanukah, Yesodus Be'inyan Tumas Hashem and
Yes,
Be'mikdash?
got it.
Got it. And that's going to lead us into another packet. This packet will take a little bit to do, and that the other packet is going to be about psul dichoy psul yotzei b'shemen haMenorah. That's going to be a second packet to that, but it'll take time to do this. So now today's shiur. So this is way Bez Hashem. Today's shiur we'll have now till 11:45. At 11:45, we're going to set up the room so we get ready for the mesiba. I want to invite everyone to the mesiba, even if you live in Yerushalayim, because at 12 we're going to have Divrei Torah in a packet. I'm going to speak, and Rabbi Bashnak is going to speak. So I can't. I wish I could send the latkes to you, but
No
I'm so much. That there's good latkes in Yerushalayim and in Toronto with Rav Harari, and in Florida, Jason Finkelstein. So the mesiba goes from 12 to 1. There'll be some latkes singing, Divrei Torah, packets, etc. Did you get the packet, Rav Aaron? You sent out the packet?
Which one?
Yeah, he's going to send you the packet for the mesiba.
Okay.
It's
It'll
a
be on. It'll be on
Google Drive.
the.
Says why
It'll
you scan
be.
in the Google Drive.
What's the name?
Why you scan?
Why you scan? It's called Leidas
Ah,
Yisachar
minute.
Bnei
What is the minute? The
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Okay, and that's going to be that. And I invited Rabbi Bashnek, Rabbi Reuven Bashnek. Is going to be our guest speaker as well. So I'm going to speak, and he's going to speak, and we'll have some singing, some latkes, and everyone's invited. But we'll have a little break from 11:45 till 12. A little break, so then you can turn back on at 12. Okay. So this packet we're going to do today, it'll probably take a couple of days, and then we'll continue to the sequel packet that will take us through Hanukkah, maybe even longer. And then we'll see what we'll do after that till we so the mesiba Harav is going to be at, so we're going to have shiur now till 11:45, 15-minute break. We're going to set up, and we're going to have the mesiba in the base medrash till 1. If you can come. Okay, so the Gemara in Pesachim and Tezayin and Aleph. That Gemara speaks about, it's all Tumah Vatara. In other words, once you get to Daf Yudalet, in other words, the first part of the first Perek of Masechet Pesachim is, all about Chametz and things like that. And then from Yudalet till the end of the Perek, that's the famous Sugya of Rav Chanina Sgana Kohanim, which is all has to do with the Tumah and Tara. And we're going to see that there's one Inyan there that has to do with Chanukah, that is connected to Chanukah. So we'll do that Inyan. I mean, it'll take us a couple of days, and then we'll do another packet, and that'll lead us, etc. So let's take a look. So the Gemara says, the question is, are mashkim mekabel tumah or not? Outside the base of Mikdash, are they mekabel tumah? And then another question: are they metameh acherim? Those are the two things. So the Gemara says, "Hey, Yosef ben Yoezer, you straight up ayin kal tzedochin, well mashkin base mitbechaya dochin." So let's look in Rashi in the bottom here, two lines, the second wide line: al mashkin base mitbechaya dochin. Al mashkin shall base hamitbachayim shebazara. In the Azara, they had a place called the base mitbachayim. So basically, what do they do? What, after they shechted the animal, so it would be very bloody and everything. So they would take water and they would rinse off the blood. So mashkin may be b'chayi shabazora kugar hadam v'mayim. So this opinion says that all the liquid that's in the beit b'chayim, what are the beit b'chayim? That's the where after they shechted, they would wash it off. So that was basically water and blood. Those were the two liquids that were in the basement b'chaim. So the Gemara says dochin, it's tahar. It's not mekabel tum. Rashi, look at the Rashi. Al mashkin shall base hamid b'chaim shevazara ker hadam v'amayim she'ein dochin she'ein mekabel tuma al matumas mashkin derabban. See, the idea is that in the base of Mikdash, we have a concept of certain dinim, like we have, like someone once pointed out, we have a concept of ein shurus b'mikdash and things like that. So usually in the base of Mikdash, we have a concept that something that's a derabbanan outside the base of Mikdash, in the Mikdash, even the derabbanan is lifted. If it's a deraisa outside the Mikdash, so then you can't change it in the Mikdash. But if it's a drabbanan outside the, if it's a drabbanan outside the mikdash, so then maybe that drabbanan is lifted inside the mikdash. So the Gemara says, mashkin be b'chay dochin, mashkin shall base hamit b'chayim shabazara, gar hadam v'amayim shein dochin shein mekablam tuma, alma tumas mashkin drabbanan. So tumas kashkin in general is only drabbanan. Because we want to have, less tumah in the mikdash as possible, because then if something's tumah in the mikdash and then it became tumah, then you're going to have to burn it. You're not getting the kachim, you're going to have to burn. V'hani logozu mishum hefzed kachim, di doraisa hechi rabotzi rabbanu l'tarinu. Because if it would be a doraisa, then they wouldn't be able to be... they wouldn't be able to be matayah. So that's what the so that's this opinion in the Gemara, that the water and the blood in the Beis HaMikdash is what? Is tahar. Okay, that's one opinion. Now if you look at the second page of the packet on Yudzayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara says Gufa, Rav Tani Mashke Beis Mid Bechaya. The Levi Tana Mashke Bay Midbechaya. He had the Gersa Midbechaya. Let's look at Rashi. I didn't put the arrow, but the Rashi towards the bottom, you'll see their brackets there. Like six lines from the bottom. First one in the line is Hava. Six lines from the bottom in the Rashi on page 2. First one in the line is Hava. Mashke be midbechai klomer kol elu shel kodesh nikroim al shem mizbeach. So the gondam lizrika umayim v'yayin lesnesach l'shem l'menachos. So all those four liquids are what have to do with the mizbeach. The shemen, the dam is on the mizbeach. Water is on the Mizbeach, Sukkos, Yain is on the Mizbeach, and Shem is on the Mizbeach. So all those things are Mashke Bei Midbechaya, and according to Levi, those things are not Mekabel Tumah. They're tar. Okay? So again, Rav says Mashke Bei Midbechaya, and Levi says Mashke Bei Midbechaya. So the question that requires clarification is, if you hold like Levi, that Mashke may Midbechaya Dochein, then what's the whole necessity of the Neis Chanuk? What's the whole necessity of the Neis Chanuk? What do you mean the Shmonim weren't... the Shmonim, when, were Nitma, but the Shmanim were Nitba, but for what purpose? I mean, for what? What's that going to do? It's, if mashke may be b'chayi dochim, so that means that shemet, all these things are only mekabel tuma midrabanim, and in the mikdash we lifted the rabanim. So then, what's the problem? Why did you need the whole Neis Chanukah? If you hold like the sheet of Levi, that mashke bei mid b'chaya is dochim. That is the question. Okay? There are a lot of good questions when it comes to Chanukah. Some are more known to people, some are less known to people. So this is a question maybe not as famous as the Beis Yosef's question. But nonetheless, I want to focus on this question. Nope. Any suggestions? And then we'll go step by step and see what we could come out with.
There's even a bigger question. No, that Tuma Hutra Betzibur.
Right. That's another question. Tuma Hutra Betzibur. And that we could have a whole other packet on. To answer that question. In other words, Rav Aaron is asking, there's a kash of Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, that whenever something is a public thing, a tzibur dika thing, we lift the din of Tumah. So l'chor, the menorah is a public thing. It's a tzibur dika thing. So we should, you know, again.
When I was in NYU, I had a Tanakh teacher who gave us a teretz on that question.
Yeah, who's the teacher?
Professor Dr. Hershkovitz.
Dr. Hershkovitz, okay.
Yeah. And he said that even though Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted us to be Mahadrin and not rely on the heter of Tumah Hutra B'tzibur. And that's why we are Madlik Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin.
Right. Rav Shlomo Kluger in the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch says that the concept of Tumah Hutra B'tzibur is when you're doing the avoda, you're doing the menorah, you're doing the mizbeach, but there's two dinim in the avoda. There's the avoda, the yom, the daily avoda, but then there's a concept of chinuch hamizbeach, or chinuch hamenorah, which means when you have a new menorah or a new mizbeach, and you're lighting or do makriv for the first time, the inaugural avoda, that's called the chinuch hamizbeach or the chinuch hamenorah. So that Rav Shlomo Kluger says that has to be betara. In other words, the concept of Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, Rav Shlomo Kluger said, is only on once it already was inaugurated and now you're doing the daily avoda day in, day out for who knows how long. That has to Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, but not on the initial. And that's a whole, so I have a whole thing on that as well. Okay, but you hear the question. Who's this? Oh, let him in. Shkoyach. Thank you. Okay, but Rosh Hashiva from Karen Beyond the Rebbe, Chaim Yaakov Goldberg used to say, first you have to appreciate the kasha and understand to get the, then you can appreciate the teretz. But you have to feel the kasha. So now we're at the stage now, I want you to feel the kasha. And if you want to suggest anything, I'm willing to hear, but now you're feeling the kasha. Because Levi celebrated Hanukkah also. Right? Only, you know, right? Levi also lit the menorah. It wasn't just Rav. So he also, you know, understands there was necessity for the nace of Chanukah. But you got it? You got it? You're here. No? Any suggestions? Okay, So let's take a look. Now, the two achronim, I mean, it could be more than two achronim that asked this, are Rav Yaakov Emden, is asked this question, and the Shaul Meshiv, Rav Yosef Shaul Latson, asked this question. So we're going to see what Rav Yaakov Emden said, but we have to see a little bit more in the Gemara on page one, on Tezayinim and Aleph, to understand what Rav Yaakov Emden's teretz is. And then from there, we can see what Rav Yosef Shaul Latinson says, and Rav Yitzchak Sarotskin Shlita says, and all those things. And then we finish that. It'll take time, but maybe we'll get to it next week. We'll see other applications to the sugya. So let's look in the Gemara on Tezayin of an Aleph on page one. Gufa. Rav Omer Dochen Mamish. So Rav Shita is Dochen Mamish. Dochen Mamish means that it's not Mekabel Tumah at all. Not only it's not Metame Acherim, but it's not Mekabel Tumah at all. Ushmuel Omar Dochen Miltame Tumas Acherim. Aval Tumas Atzman Yeshla. And Shmuel says that it's Dochen Miltame Tumas Acherim, but Tumas Atzman, in other words, it can't be Metame Acherim, but it still can be Mekabel Tumah itself. Rav Omer Dochen Mamish Kasov Tumas Mashkin Drabon. So, in other words, so Rav Shita is that whole Tumas Mashkin is only the Rabbanim. He goes to Rabbanim and Mashkin to Alma. They only will go there and Mashkin to Alma. If a Mashkin is with Bechaya, lo gozer. Ushmul Omer Dochin will tame Tumas Acherim, aval Tumas Asmin Yeshlan. So, and Shmuel says, no, Dochin doesn't mean that it's not Mechabal Tumas. It means that it's not that it is Mekabel Tumah, but it's not Metame Acherim. Now, the Gemara, now Rav, he holds it's only Mayim and what? And Dam, because he holds Bay Mitbechaya. And he also holds what? Tumas, it's not Mekabel Tumah at all. The question is, who does Levi hold like in this issue? Levi holds Mitbechaya. Does he hold that it's not Mekabel Tumah at all? Or does he hold that it's Mekabel Tumas Atzman, but it's not Matame Achev. So if you look on you, so Rav is Rav. Rav is the Rav who says me bit b'chaya, and he holds Dochein Mamish. But what about Levi? So if you look on Yud Zayin Amar Aleph on page two, back to the Gemara. Gufa Rav Tani Mashke Beis Mit B'chaya. For Levi Tana Mashke Beis Mit B'chaya. Lelevi hanichi sfir leke Shmuel, the Omer Dochin Miltami Tumas Acherim, Avot Tumas Atzman Yeshlahen. That's good. So the Gemara says, Kishmuel sfir le. That Levi holds like Shmuel. So if Levi holds like Shmuel, so what does that mean? That Dochin Miltami Tumas Acherim, Avot Tumas Atzman Yeshlahen. So Rav Yaakov Emden is going to say a beautiful teretz. He says like this. What was the kasha? Kasha is, why do we need Chanukah for? Why do we need a day's Chanukah? Mashmi min mechaya dochein. So Rav Yaakov Emden, we're going to see inside, says like, beautiful. If you hold like Rav, it only applies to Mayim and Lat and Dam. So there's nothing to do with Chanukah, right? Because, but the Shemin has a regular din tumah, according to Rav. And if, even according to Levi, that they Mitbechaya, that applies to Shemin also, but Levi holds like Shmuel, then while it's not Metame Acherim, but Tumas Atzman Yeshlahem, so now you understand. Levi, who's the one who holds that there would be an issue with why you need a Neis Chanukah, because he holds May what midbechaya, but he also holds that dochin doesn't mean dochin mamish. It only means that it's not metame tumas acherim, but tumas atzvan yeshla. So Memela works out according to all his opinions. According to Rav, the kasha doesn't get off the ground because it's only mayim and dam. He happens to hold it's not makabel tum at all, but only mayim and dam. So shemen for sure is makabel tum because and according to what? And according to Levi would be a problem. So what? So, but he holds what? Like Shmuel, that it's mekabel tumah. Shemen is mekabel tumah. It's just not metame acherim. So mainly you need neis chanukah. According to Rav, for sure you need a neis chanukah because the din of dochin is only mayim and dam. And according to Levi, who holds that it doesn't apply to shemen, so maybe you could question why you need a neis chanukah. But he holds that it's only a din in it's mekabel tumah. It's just not metame acherim. And mainly everyone's good. Rav is good and Levi is good. It's only if you can find the shita that holds that it's made mid b'chaya and holds that it's dochen mamish if you would put those two together, but no shita in the Gemara held like that. But theoretically, you could have a shita like that, and then that would be a question. But that's so let's look in the Moroktsia. This is the page 3, Rav Yaakov Emden. This is the edition put out by Machon Yerushalayim, and Rabbi Rav Yaakov Yosef Schechter, as Rabbi J.J. Schechter, who's here in YU, who used to be the rabbi of the Jewish Center, Rav Tekilas HaMerkas HaYehudi in New York. So they were, and that was his doctorate thesis. Rabbi J.J. Schechter's doctorate thesis was on Rav Yaakov Emden. So they put out this edition of the Moroktsia. So on page 4, now I believe there are a couple of misprints here in the Moroktsia. He says, Akati on the right side. Akati, Pashal of Ruin, Maidi Ikil Medech, Suba Hachin Yonah, Sheyvonim Tumu Kol Hashmonim Shebehechel, Upagze, Shemotzotor, the Fish Kiru Bechosam, Kahutsuchu, Mafarshal Yoshev, Echlo Nitma Behesed Mur, yeah. So should say may midbechaya, not midbechaya with the second arrow. Opinion that says dochin mamish is Rav, but he holds sphere le mashke may mit mamish. They misprinted the things. Wherever it says midbechaya, it should say midbechaya. It says may midbechaya, it should say midbechaya. I don't dama mayim. The mamish, they tear down the mayim. Aval yayin shemitz bui betama. Ulevi doma mashke bei mid bechaya. That has to feel like a shmuel. Mamish every time they got it all wrong. Every time it said mid, it should be with the test. And right, you hear what I'm saying? You see how they got it all wrong? And this, you see, it was all. Okay, but I'm sure Rav Yaakov Emden had got it right. But somehow, in the passing down the generations, you know, there's a vort I'll say over. I saw it in the Shiva or Yerushalayim. They once put out a Torah journal. Someone wrote a piece there in that Torah journal. Maybe Rabbi Kornfeld, maybe perhaps in the Torah journal there. That there are Zayin Mashkin in Halacha. There's what? Yad Shochat Dam. Yayin, Dvash, Shemen, Cholov, Tal, Dam, and Mayim. And every, in this article, I think Rabbi Kornfeld maybe wrote it, but it's a Nor Yerushalayim Torah journal. Every Yontif has one of those mashke. Let's see. Rosh Hashanah is dvash, right? Yom Kippur is dam, because they resort to dam, Yom Kippur. Sukkos, Mayim, Shavuos, Cholov, Hanukkah, Shemen, Purim, Yayin. See?
Six.
And what else? Is Pesach. Tal. So we got it all. So that's the word. The Yad Shachadam, every yotzef has one of these mashkin that are connected with it. Okay, so that's the teretz of so that's the teretz of Rav Yaakov Eber, that it just works out that Rav holds this way and Levi holds the other way, but he holds his mekabel tuma. Now, if you take a look, the other gadol that asked this question, take a look here. Take a look. Yeah, page 13. Sholem Eishiv. From Lvov. Lvov was born in Galicia. I remember one year the Reitz dinner. So Dr. Lamb, Zatzal, was not able to attend because his grandson's bar mitzvah. And since the family, I think, was from Lvov, they took a trip to Lvov. So he broadcast a message on the screen that they played. I'm here in Lvov for my grandson's bar mitzvah. And that's the so Rav Yosef Sholem Natanson was one of the great poskim.
Very prolific.
Rabbi Berish Mandelbaum. Did you know him, Rabbi Aaron? Rabbi Berish Mandelbaum?
Library.
Yes.
Library.
Yeah, so I knew. Fifty years. And even after that, I was one of the people that they allowed to, when he couldn't come back to YU anymore, he wasn't well enough, I would visit him at his daughter's house in Brooklyn, in the Fishman residence in Brooklyn. And he once told me that he wanted to write a chibur on all the chidushim that the Sholem Eishiv has in his tshuvas, just on the Rambam. It was within all his writing in the Sholem Eishiv, so many things that he was mechadish in the Rambam, I don't think it ever came to fruition, but that was once a comment he once made to me. Now, this edition, if finally, I'm telling you, the Sholem Eishiv is never easy to read, and now they're not finished, they're still working on it, but they're coming out now with the new printing of Machon Yerushalayim, Mifal Torah Chachme Poland. And now it's a pleasure to, as I told you, the Friedman Shulchan Aruch, has the new printing of the Shulchan Aruch. But one of the big milas is that it has the Pri Megadim in much more readable print than. And Rav Harari, we always say that the godless of Rav Moshe Feinstein, as you know, he knew every Pri Megadim. But the Chiddush is he knew every Pri Megadim from the old Shulchan Aruch, when the Pri Megadim was
You have to squint to see it.
Rav Levi just came in. He's our Baal Menage, Rav Avram Levitt, sweetheart. And Anna Al-Mafakim as well. Yeah. So he says the same question. You see, when you have parentheses, it means to take it out. You see, there was always confusion with the mit and the mid, but it's a big difference because mit b'chai is just the base of mit b'chai is the water and the da, and now they have the brackets put in. So you see, even in the Shol Meishiv, there was, but they corrected at least. But the Machon Yushalayim, they should correct it also. In kein hech nitmu hashmanim, ahava ba'azara, ahava mashke bay mid b'chaya. And look at the footnote one, v'chein hikshu hayavetz b'morgtziya. And then he has a whole other people that have asked this question in this footnote here. You see, it's a long footnote. Chaynus, the Sifra Shut or Riviyishi, it's good. Never shown us. Well, it's a lot of people who ask this question. I'm sure if I would do more homework, we could get even more answers to the kasha. I don't know if you'll get like as many answers as to the Beis Yosef's kasha, but so that's what. So he asked this question: Heich nitmu hashmanim ahava bazara, ahava mashke beis mid b'chaya. And that's the kasha. Right, so to understand this kasha, or well, to understand his teretz, we're going to have to do a whole sugya of Avodah Zarah, which we're not going to have time today to do, which is going to, but that's the, but he's going to deal with this question in a different way than the Rav Yaakov Emden. Rav Yaakov Emden basically is just lining up the shittas. And if you hold like Rav, that it's not even a problem. You hold like Levi, it is a problem, but he holds the shita that it's not, it is mekabel tum, it's not metame acherim. So then Shemi would be a problem. Okay, so basically, what I'd like to do, Be'ez Hashem, is tomorrow we'll start. Tomorrow, what's tomorrow? Wednesday, Rosh Hashanah 11. So we're going to learn on page 6 the sugya of Avodah Zarah and Be'ez and Be'ez, which talks about the famous pasuk in Yecheskel, Ubo Bo Paritzim Vekeleluha. The question is, what was the status of the Beis HaMikdash when the Yevanim came in? Did it still have its Kedusha? There's a sheet that says that maybe it lost its Kedusha. That's why, let me tell you over a word from the Chasam Sofer that they say. That we know that Rabbi Yochanan says if he would have been in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, he would have made Tisha B'Av on the 10th day. Because most of the Beis HaMikdash burnt on the 10th day, right? On the 9th, it was just the end of the day. Most of the Beis HaMikdash burned on the 10th. So why taka, you don't make Tisha B'Av on the 10th? So the verse says, we hold Aschalta de Puranusa Adifa. Since it started on the 9th, the fire started on the 9th, so that's the Aschalta de Puranusa Adifa. So the simple shot is, you know, whatever the beginning, that's the beginning of the calamity. That's like, you know, next month is Tevis, We're still going to have Rosh Chodesh Tevis, Asar B'Tevis. And we know that the Avudraham says that Asar B'Tevis is the one day that if it would, besides Yom Kippur, if it would fall on Shabbos, we would fast on Shabbos because it says Etzem Hayom Hazeh, because that was the beginning. That was the beginning of the whole Churban. That was the siege. So you see, the beginning is, you know, is more chomer. But I think the Chasam, I think there are more quotes from the Chasam Sofer that another Peshad Maschalta, the Pronus Adifa, might mean that when the Yevonim came into the Beis HaMikdash at Tisha B'Av on the ninth, they machal the Kedusha, so it was Yotzel Chulin. So whatever burnt on the 10th was no longer a Beis HaMikdash. So where there was one morning, a Chorban Beis HaMikdash. But when they lit the fire on the 9th, so there was still Kedushas HaMikdash, and now they'll... So even though it was a little bit, but it was still a Beis HaMikdash. Whatever burnt on the 10th already was Nischal already on the 9th, and the mail wasn't a Beis HaMikdash. So that's Pshat, the Chasam Sofer wants to say, that's Pshat, that even though most of the Rabbi Yochanan says most of the Beis HaMikdash was burnt on the 10th, so we should make Tisha B'Av on the 10th, but we hold Aschalta Pronus Adifa. The Chasam Sofer says Aschalta Pronus Adifa is because the Kedusha went out on the 9th. So whatever was burnt on the 10th was in the Beis HaMikdash. And that's why we have Tisha B'Av on that. Okay, but Be'ez Hashem, we're going to learn this Sugya Be'ez Hashem tomorrow, and then we'll see how this sugya is used to give another teretz, or another two terutzim, to the kasha of the shalomation and the moruktzia. Okay, so we're going to have a little break now till 12 o'clock. We'll come back on at 12, and we'll have the Divrei Torah, the lakets, Rav Avram is going to play a little music, Be'ez Hashem. So we'll see you soon. Yes.